fil il 50 sena tal-Allianz Frances f'Malta, Campus FM t-prezenta. Sans façon. Elf sena ta' rabta franċiża ma' Malta. Għadda buħra pieċirti għaj ċar xwirab nil-għakum għal-program u fl-istess waqt ukoll nil-għakum għal xi argument ġdid li wieħed jista' jwassal f'dina l-linja f'din it-triq li qbadna ta' influenza Franċiża fuq Malta ukoll jekk kienet f'maniera sans façon, każwali, informali. U għalhekk naħseb li hemmhekk dawk li segwu s'issa daħlu sewwa fl-argument, daħlu sewwa fit-toroq diversi li qbadna u tiskanta nitħlu kemm nitħlu fihom dejjem jibqa' xi tajt, dejjem jibqa' xi aspett li forsi ġie traskurat jew qabeż jew ma tajniex każu biżejjed jew ma tħallniex fil-qiegħ tiegħu iktar missejnilu l-wiċċ tiegħu u allura dejjem l-argumenti xi ftit jew wis ikomplu jgħalqu dan il-kwadru tant interessanti. Interessanti mhux biss għaliex li jkollok influenza ma' pajjiż b'storja glorjuża bħal midik ta' Franza hija xi ħaġa sabiħa. Il-kultura tagħha speċjalment li għadha magħrufa fid-dinja sallum bħala waħda mill-iktar kulturi ma ngħidulix biss għolja sabiħa distinta artistikament ikkargata ħafna għaliex dawn huma fatti li ilhom ikunu magħrufa. Imma ngħidula wkoll tip ta' kultura li llum il-Franċiżi jħobbu jsejħula alternattiva. Għaliex alternattiva? Xi kultura Franċiża fid-dinja tal-lum, jiġifieri qed nitkellmu 2009-2010 meta ħireġ dan il-programm l-ewwel darba, fid-dinja tal-lum il-kultura Franċiża toffri alternattiva. Tgħidu li x'alternattiva qiegħda toffri. Nafu li d-dinja tal-Punent, dik id-dinja li niżlet minn ċivilizzazzjoni greko-rumana, dik id-dinja li ħadet il-forma tagħha taħt imperi diversi li bdew għaddejjin matul is-sekli, dik id-dinja illum il-ġurnata tinsab iddominata f'dawk l-affarijiet li huma ta' arti kulturali permezz tal-medja l-iktar ġenerali globali minn kultura Amerikana. Jew ikolna ngħidula dak it-tip Amerikan. U għaliex? Għaliex hekk hija xarba popolari ssib li din tinħadem l-Amerika. Jekk huwa tip ta' alziet jeans li sar popolari għal volja il-jeans magħmul mid-denim u denim kulma tfisser minn Nim, Nim hija belt fis-sud ta' Franza fejn ħareġ dak id-drab tajjeb li ma jippermettix ħafna arja u allura l-ilma ta' dawk li l-Amerika kienu ifittxu għaddeb fix-xmajjar ma jgħaddix mill-ewwel maġġisimu u dan it-tip ta' drab kien jinġib ħafna minnu minn Franza minn denim u ovvjament ħarġet l-espressjoni denim. Id-denim huwa materjal li minnu jsiru il-jeans u għalhekk il-jeans minn drab Franċiż sar moda popolari Amerikana. Il-jeans illum huwa mxeret mad-dinja kollha. Imma xorta waħda nistgħu ngħidu li għandu idea ta' influenza Amerikana. Għandna l-idea taċ-ċinema, ċinema ta' fas ħafna fuq influenzi internazzjonali kulturali u ċ-ċinema hija fil-maġġor parti maħduma għall-volja għandna produzzjonijiet tajbin ferm l-Ingilterra, Ġermanja, Franza, l-Italja, Spanja. Madan kollu jibqa' l-fatt li l-iktar suq dominanti huwa dak Amerikan. L-iktar li jagħmlu ħoss fil-medja huma l-Amerikani bil-ġurnali kbar tagħhom, l-istazzjonijiet internazzjonali mad-dinja kollha tagħhom. U allura awtomatikament meta ngħidu kultura Amerikana qegħdin ifissru kultura ta' dak kollu li jidher kbir, ta' dak kollu li tantu kbir jew tantu huwa vast li kważi kważi ċittadini tad-dinja kollha anki f'kontinenti oħrajn, f'kulturi oħrajn, bħall-Indja pereżempju, kulħadd irid jikkupjahom. U għalhekk meta aħna ngħidu li Franza għandha influenzi alternattivi, jiġifieri jaħdu kċina biżbiss, sux vera, kċina Franċiża tant baqgħet dejjem magħrufa internazzjonalment li hija l-iktar kċina distinta, serja l-iktar kċina li għandha varjetà enormi ta' sosijiet u ta' affarijiet oħra, li alla volja daħlet il-mentalità tal-kċina Amerikana li tiekol fast food, ma dara kollu xorta dik alternattiva franċiża għadha hemm. Imma l-alternattivi kbar fid-dinja jew il-kultura dominanti Amerikana jew xi ħaġa alternattiva, u dik xaġa alternattiva hija franċiża. Imma dan ma jibqax biss għall-moda popolari, jidħol ukoll iħsieb il-politika. Issa maħniex ngħidu b'xi mod li Sarkozy, pereżempju, il-Presidenti ta' Repubblika Franċiża għandhom xi erf meqjus jew iktar differenti, xejn minn dan. Imma ħarsu lej l-Ewropa, ħarsu lej l-argumenti li jkun hemm mal-mejda dal-Unjoni Ewropea u anke qabel mal-Unjoni Ewropea kienet saħħitha daqs illum. Issib li il-Franċiżi ikollhom dejjem l-alternattiva. Isom dejjem jirrappreżentaw lill-oħrajn li mhux bil-fors jaħsbuha bħall-Amerikani. Mhux f'kollox, imma hemm diversi. Ħafna affarijiet jaqblu u tismagħhom anke ifaħru ħafna lill-Obama li jarawh ukoll fajnejn Ewropej rib iħsibijiet tagħhom. Imma kulħadd għadu jiftakar li ftit snin ilu biss meta l-Amerika u l-Ingilterra daħlu fl-Iraq hemmhekk Franza ma qabliċ. Ma ħadiċ sem fil-koalizzjoni li invażat l-Iraq. U dik kienet l-alternattiva. Min ma qabilx ma l-Amerika jew l-Ingilterra awtomatikament daħal fil-kamp ta' Franza. Mhux se ngħidu minn kellu raġuni jew le, alla volja l-Ingliżi sa dan iż-żmien stess qed nitkellmu f'Diċembru 2009 għadhom jargumentaw għaliex Tony Blair daħħal l-Ingilterra u f'dik il-kampanja minħabba l-armi tal-qerda tal-massa. Jiġifieri ma tantx kienet xi ħaġa tajba, naħseb li dik l-invażjoni kisret ukoll l-Bush u l-kultura li se taħalla fil-Presidenza tiegħu. Imma l-alternattiva Franċiża tant kienet meqjusa stranea mill-Amerikani ta' teddida kważi għall-Amerikani li kien hemm żmien ta' kampanja kbira li ma jikrux iktar pereżempju ħu affarijiet Franċiżi li jibbojkottjaw prodotti Franċiżi, restaurants Franċiżi, sal-famużi chips li huma l-fritt. Franċiżi kienu ġew ikkundannati mill-Amerikani b'mod popolari li ma jħarsux lejhom iżjed. Jiġifieri dik hija l-alternattiva fi ħsieb anke politiku, fi ħsieb ta' filosofija, fi ħsieb ta' dak kollu li jiġri anke mal-mejda Ewropea. U nindunaw ukoll li l-Franċiżi huma konxi minn di, huma ħafna konxi minn di, magħhom anke l-Ġermanja li hija konxja minn di u jekk inħarsu lejn l-aħħar għażliet li jagħmlu biex imexxu l-Unjoni Ewropea taħt il-ftehim il-ġdid. Insibu li kienu fil-qalba tal-għażliet u intażel Belġjan u l-għaxtin li hija Ingliża. Imma ma għażlux bħal ma għażlu lil Belġjan ta' xi saħħa kbira, ta' xi profil kbir. U r-raġuni probabbli biex Franza u l-Ġermanja jibqgħu jżommu l-karti f'idejhom. Wara kollox is-segretarju ta' dan il-mexxej president ġdid se jkun Franċiż. Dawn huma interessanti għaliex meta ngħiduhom tgħidu lilhom fuq ix qbatta. Mhix xi ħaġa ta' Franza t-influenza l-Malta, mela le, mela mata Malta poġġiet il-vot tagħha fl-għażla anki ta' dawn nies li kien semmejt, awtomatikament Malta kellha anki l-għażla popolari, jiġifieri l-għażla ta' Tony Blair li hija allura Ingliża u allura anki motija ċertu backing Amerikan u kellha l-għażla l-oħra tal-Franċiżi, jiġifieri fid-dinja tal-lum qegħdin ninnutaw li daw l-qasmi ta' dom jeżistu. U għalhekk iktar ma naraw illum, iktar nifmu aħna x'ħadna jew x'stajna ġejna influenzati meta inħarsu lura. Il-kamp huwa enormi ta' dan l-argument u nittama li sewa biss biex iġibna inse iżjed li qed nisimgħu l-aħbarijiet qabel dan il-programm, l-aħbarijiet qed jgħiduna x'qed jiġrilhom imma tiskantaw kif anki jiffittja joqgħod u jidħol ġo dak il-kwadru l-kbir li qed nitkellmu fuq. L-argument tal-lum huwa ma' professur Ġermaniż li nieħu gost wara ħafna taħbit kelli x-xorti nitaqa' miegħu il-biblioteka u jaċċetta bil-qalb l-istedina tagħna. Dan huwa Dr. Thomas Freller li għandu żewġ dottorati, żewġ PhDs, waħda fl-istorja l-oħra fil-letteratura u għalhekk ma niskantawx li nsibuh joħroġ ħafna kotba. Biss fost il-ħafna kotba tiegħu għandu Malta and the Grand Tour li huwa ktieb volumnus immensament li jott ma tmim mitfaċċata dwar dawk li vjaġġaw u resqu lejn Malta fis-sekli romantiċi manka qabilhom u matul dawk iż-żminijiet u għalhekk isemmi ħafna Franċiżi li ġew Malta u għandu wkoll Verses and Visions, The Maltese Islands in World Literature, il-letteratura fil-gżejjer Maltin kif jitfaċċaw fil-letteratura Franċiża. Nistgħu ngħidu li dal-aħħar wieħed Verses and Visions huwa pubblikazzjoni tal-Fondazzjoni Patrimonju Malti fil-waqt li Mizzi Books ħarġu l-ktieb tiegħu bħalma ħarġu wkoll The Last Corsair of Malta jikteb ħafna. Għandu diversi papers ovvjament m'hemmx għalfejn ngħidu journals differenti, ħobb ħafna lil Malta u huwa jiġi wkoll Malta jagħti l-lectures fid-Dipartiment tal-Germanics fl-Università ta' Malta fil-Fakultà tal-Arti. U għalhekk huwa bniedem mhux biss iħobb is-suġġett tiegħu, iħobb il-Gżejjer Maltin u inserta wkoll isegwi ħafna mill-qrib id-dinja Franċiża. Ma naħsibx tista' tkun studjuż ġo l-Ewropa illum, studjuż fid-dinja tal-lum biex ngħiduha vagament kultura Ewropea. U ma tkunx qassa, ma tkunx konxju, ma tkunx taf x'inhija l-kultura Franċiża, x'inhija l-istorja Franċiża, x'inhija l-influenza Franċiża fl-Ewropa. Għaliex tista' tgħid li l-Ewropa mhux biss minħabba r-Rivoluzzjoni Franċiża li għamlet bidla fid-dinja kollha, mhux biss minħabba Bonaparti li għal ċertu żmien ħa l-Ewropa kważi kollha, imma wkoll għaliex Franza matul is-sekli id-dominat ħafna fażijiet reġjonijiet kbar Ewropej. Il-żejjed ngħidu il-Mediterran kif rajtu matul din is-sensiela. Aħna bħala pajjiż li konna kolonja għal żmien twil, nistgħu ngħidu din il-kolonja kienet Ingliża u fl-Ewropa l-Ingliżi ma kellhomx ħliflilna u l-Ċipru, allura nistgħu ngħidu li aħna konna ħafna iktar marbutin mal-Ingliżi u allura tallimna ħafna mill-kultura Ingliża u ħadna ħafna mill-kultura Ingliża, imma konna għal xi żmien miftuma minn dik Franċiża, speċjalment minn meta l-Franċiżi ma baqgħux għaw Malta fis-seklu 19 u ħafna minn dak 20. U għalhekk tajjeb li llum il-ġurnata meta aħna noqogħdu mal-mejda kemm mal-Ingliżi u kemm mal-Franċiżi u kemm mal-ħbieb tagħna kollha tal-Ewropa, speċjalment it-Taljani, ma nistgħux ma nippruvawx narfu kull wieħed minnhom x'sewa kemm biex ifforma dik l-Ewropa li llum aħna parti minnha, imma anki kemm ukoll lill-Malta. L-argument ma' Dr. Thomas Freller illum huwa ġeneriku, huwa biex ngħidlek diskussjoni ħajja fuq l-influenzi kollha li huwa jista' jara fl-istudji u r-riċerki li jagħmel bejn Malta u Franza. U joħroġ ħafna argument ċar u nittama li jintom dan tapprezzawh, joħroġ ħafna l-argument li meta kien hawn il-qawma tal-Maltin kontra il-Franċiżi, awtomatikament Malta kellha żewġ naħat, kellha żewġ Maltiet, jekk nistgħu ngħidu hekk. Kien hemm il-Malta tal-kampanja, il-Malta tar-raħal, il-Malta li kienet iddominata ħafna mir-Rabat b'mod speċjali u l-Imdina. Allura fej għandek l-aristokrazija antika, il-nobli antiki, allura fej għandek il-raħala fl-aqwa tagħhom li qed jiddominaw ċertu swieq marħula oħra f'Malta Għawdex, flimkien ma l-kleru ma dik l-awtorità ekklesjastika minħabba anki l-katedral tal-Imdina li kienu imexxu l-mentalità ta' dawk li jinsabu barra l-port, barra l-bliet, jiġifieri l-kottonera u l-Belt Valletta. Kontrarju għal dan u mbagħad kellek il-Malta l-oħra, Malta madwar il-port, Malta tal-Belt Valletta, Malta tal-Kottonera. U dik il-Malta li kienet taħt il-kavallieri u allura ħafna iktar Ewropea, ħafna iktar tħares lej Franza, imma tħares ukoll lej l-Italja u tħares lej il-kurrenti kollha li jiġu minnaħa tal-Ewropa, fej kellek allura kważi ambasċaturi minn kullum kien mir-Russja ġol Belt Valletta. Meta kellek drawiet Franċiżi li aħna mistejnihom bil-gżuz minn kċina sa ma nafxiex kollha qegħdin il-Belt Valletta, fej kellek kodba li deħlin biħsibijiet ġodda fil-Belt Valletta. U għalhekk hemmhekk fejn kien hawn il-maġġoranza tal-popolazzjoni 60-70 hawn min ipoġġiha design. Niftakar il-professur Alan Blondija jdinna hawnhekk design fil-mija tal-popolazzjoni kienet madwar il-Belt. U l-popolazzjoni iżgħar kienet fil-kampanja, imma meta ġew biex iqumu kontra l-Franċiżi, il-qawmin sar ir-Rabat. Il-qawmin beda ir-Rabat. Ir-Rabat fejn hemm il-kleru, fejn hemm il-kampanja, fejn hemm in-nobli l-antiki biex ngħidulhom hekk. U l-professjonijiet tan-nutara eċetera antiki ma qabadx fil-Belt Valletta laqas fi żmien il-famuż Dungate Mannarino. U da tkellimni ħmoħrajn u anke argumentajni, niftakar dottor Merċieqa, għawnek jargumenta fuq l-istess tema maħna bidejja toħra differenti u għalek sabiħ dan il-program għaxet wassal l-opinjonijiet ta' kulħadd. Illum ħadd isimgħu lill-Professur Thomas Freller, intervista hija bl-Ingliż, illum nibdew l-intervista tiegħu nagħlquha l-ġimgħa d-dieħla. Għal-mattilkom fil-bidu tal-programm, għandim jgħajillum il-pieċi l-inil-għal il-Dr. Thomas Freller, li huwa Senior Lecturer l-Università ta' Malta fil-Dipartiment tal-Germanese. Welcome to our program, Dr. Freller, and it is a pleasure to have you with us, because your books and your research is all over, not only Malta, I would imagine, but all over the place where Melitensia is sought after. You particularly researched and wrote and still do about Malta and about history in Malta. What attracted you to this theme, to this subject?
First of all, thanks for inviting me over. The beginning, I would say it was 20 years ago, maybe 25, when a professor of mine, my tutor in fact, in the Department of History at the University of Mainz, brought me over to Malta. And he was pointing out some aspects of Maltese history. And from my side, some more interest, and things were growing. And then I had the chance to get a stipend from the German government for 2 years, which made me very independent, and though I could research whatever I wanted. When things are moving, things are moving.
Was there anything in particular that attracted you, comparing your education in Germany, right? And then discovering Malta and the Mediterranean with this chivalrous kind of history?
My education was partly in Germany, partly in Spain. And the Spanish contact, of course, brought me a bit on the Mediterranean track. And France, being such an influential power culturally, politically, I mean, you can't do without. I mean, I speak French, but I wouldn't call myself an expert in French language and neither an expert in French history. But of course, it has to be, I mean, to give a perspective, a panoramic view, France always has to be considered since the 15th, 16th century. Tremendous important towns like Toulon, Marseille, Nice. Even when I'm not Francophile researcher, more or less all of my books, they touch. I mean, France is featuring.
Would you say that France, after all, French history, in a way brought you to interest in Malta, especially the epoch of the night when there were so much influence from France on the Maltese government?
To be honest, again, first I came from the Spanish side. I mean, the German knights, of course, but the German knights were very few, very few. And it was first Spain, but being considering that the House of Aragon has very strong ties with France, of course I always had to keep my eyes open for French aspects. Yeah. And at the moment, I just finished in Germany a book about Spanish-German-French relations in the 18th century, which is not about Malta, but again, it shows in early modern period you cannot see history
separate,
patriotically, nationwide. You have to be globalized, I mean, so to say. And it's rather modern, because now everyone believes that the globalization is only a modern phenomenon, which is not true. I mean, look at the big trading firms and trading houses like Fugger and Welser in Augsburg. They were international. I mean, the globalization is a modern etiquette for a very, very old affair.
Which is very true, and Malta was right in the center of all that movement, global movement, as we are calling it. In one of your most popular books, Verses and Visions, The Maltese Islands in World Literature, you dedicate a particular chapter to French Baroque and Enlightenment, and obviously where Malta has been mentioned or where Malta has been focused. In fact, this chapter starts with Malta and Gozo in French Baroque literature. First of all, what do you think encouraged Baroque writers in France to focus on Malta, to mention Malta, to speak about it?
Two aspects. The first one, of course, the knights, the Chevaliers de Malte. Secondly, this antique idea of Calypso being connected with Gozo somehow, and started again very prominently with Fénelon, early 18th, late 17th century. And though you have two lines, the militaristic point of view, with the famous Corso, Corsi and caravans of the knights. Secondly, this rather poetically romantic, early romantic idea of Ulysses and Calypso. And of course, some of those books even melted, connected it. Otherwise, later on, the Enlightenment took Malta as a rather sad example of dictatorship. But this was, again, two, three generations after Fenelon.
After all, the knights were despotic in their government, but at the same time, they introduced these adventures in such a way that inspired the writers. Mm. And would you say that the story of Calypso and the cave, which finally was decided it was in Gozo, was this invention of these French writers?
I mean, caves, there are many caves. There are many caves. There's one at Melilla, the other one in Gozo. The Melilla one was the more famous one in those days. No, they wouldn't be so particular to connect it with just one spot. For them, it was, I think, more or less the idea of an enchanted island cut off, and then you have a bit of erotic ideas. It's a poetical, about poetical freedom. It's not so much connected with one spot.
And yet, there was one point where these French writers, especially of the Enlightenment, also turned Malta, to quote a small phrase, into disfigured memory.
Yeah.
What was their real feeling then? Because they have glorious Malta with an antique history and the chivalric past, and yet there is another Malta now, which is so antique that it is not up to date with the modern times.
I think that is one of the thrilling moments, because fragments are always interesting, because if everything is clear-cut and everything is smooth, you lose interest. And if something is not fitting anymore, and you have like a broken mirror, people get more attracted. And I think that was very interesting for people. I'll give you an example. There was Diderot and Montesquieu writing about the influence of climate on human beings. And later on, Enlightenment is very rational, I mean, it's very physiocratic, and for them climate was one of the basic ingredients of a healthy human being. When knights live on an island, very hot, very dry, sometimes partly humid, it is not the idea, that's not a human environment, and this is supposed to explain the climate sexual, morally, was in a big decline, because people couldn't unify the environment with the normal well-being of human beings. And that was very interesting for writers. In a nutshell, an experiment, what climate could do to people.
We move on to one of your sections you called Knights in Love. This is because of a whole century of novels, mostly written by these French writers in the 18th century, which were later taken into opera and other stories. Mm-hmm. Was it also a case of fashion? A style of something which was fashionable to start writing these romantic stories about the knights. The knights had become already famous or notorious for their adventures. These were young people who were trapped on an island.
I think it's again those fragmentaric perceptions and things which normally don't match. A knight having to be obedient, chaste, morally strict, always fighting for the order, for the grandmaster. And then you have the idea, when you are not anymore living in a nice environment or in a kind of human environment, you drift from your principles. And again, it's a clash, a classical clash of principles and of human desires, affections. I think the first real great author who was doing this in a novel was the Abbé Prévost. And then this was 1720s, 30s. This later on turned into an opera. I mean, it was a very famous novel, Le Chevalier de Greux. This was taken up by many authors, not only French, Germans, English, Spanish authors.
Because it influenced the whole movement and the romantics mostly, most probably.
Yeah. But again, it's a clash. It's a clash between a concept and human being. And this is, again, Schiller. Schiller was very much interested in that also. Schiller is, not, of course, not French, but for his Malteser, the Maltese, again, the idea of an order as an abstract concept of society, and then you have misguided or well-guided people giving life to it.
Which is the work of the author, after all, and the creative way to create a story. Yeah.
Sans façon. Illum, Dr. Thomas Freller, autour Ġermaniż, riċerkatur tal-istorja u b'mod partikulari storja li tifoka fuq Malta, bat ta' kodba magħrufin fis-swieq anki bħalissa, qed jaqsam magħna l-opinjonijiet tiegħu l-idejat tiegħu fuq ir-riċerka li jagħmel analiżi ta' kif il-Franċiżi influenzaw l-istorja ta' Malta, il-passat li moddi ta' Malta, u anki dwar il-qawmien tal-Maltin kontra l-Franċiżi fl-1798. Komplu semaw San-Fason.
We mentioned also the Enlightenment, obviously, and also these novels, although being romantic many times, Mota was also featuring with French writers of the Enlightenment. And the Enlightenment was a very much more serious business, which eventually led to the Revolution. How do you think these writers could connect with Malta? What did they see in Malta that could somehow feature in their issues, in their writings?
You have, again, a big variety of aspects. You have the very clinical approach of facts. Mm. People were interested in climate, soil, products, language. We shouldn't forget that Soldanis was very well known by French linguists. Soldanis' book on the Malta language is Punic Theory. Plus political, or we shouldn't forget that for the French Mediterranean towns, Malta was a very important stepping stone for the Oriental trade. Yeah, a free port with very low rates of tax, French speaking, most
businessmen
and professionals. Kind of a place of call and interchange. And thirdly, politics. Many grandmasters were French. And let's say in the 17th century, Malta looked to Spain still. Even that Spain was in decline, the empire, but they still had, most of the grandmasters were Spanish, the Cotoner brothers, Perellos and so on, and Aragonese or Castilian. In the 18th century, you observe how important the French influence became even on the very kernel of politics, Grandmaster Rohan, just to give maybe the most important name. I mean, he was not chosen because he was brilliant. He was not, but he was chosen because of this French aspects. Yeah, when you consider that three French lungs of the order had overall 250 or 280 commanderies, you can imagine how much influence. Yes. People brought books, of course, those French knights, very sophisticated, well read, bringing books, bringing scholars, bringing servants, bringing fashion, bringing painting. Favre was a French, at least.
Cuisine,
of course. Wine. Mm-hmm. The orange trade, Professor Blondy, for example, just published his book on the orange trade, no, between Malta and France. It's a kind of kaleidoscope of reasons. Not only Malta. Let's say it takes the German states, Russia, adopting German language, adopting French language. There's a very funny case. Even the Nazis very often were claiming this Frederick of Prussia as one of their heroes. The man did not speak German. He spoke French, which, of course, the Nazis didn't want to communicate. In the 1930s. So they looked at Frederick II as a hero in the 18th century, and yet he didn't speak German. Mm-hmm. He only preferred to speak French and to write French. He hardly could speak German and write German. In fact, in the library there are three letters of his because of some clashes between the Protestant knights in his country, and they're all in French.
And Frederick's own letters are in the library in Malta.
In Malta.
Probably you have researched these.
Yes.
And they can throw light on some of our
administrative things.
When you were talking about books, you just told us that these books were coming to Malta, and also some important persons from the Enlightenment were invited to Malta by certain knights or by the Grand Master. I don't know if you went into this aspect in your research, but how did all these writing and thinking of the Enlightenment, which was very much different from the system of the knights, which was still traditional, feudal, and despotic, how did it affect the Maltese in the 18th century mostly, which later on also led to the Maltese adapting some of the ideas for their future nationhood?
I would say there were two Maltas. You have the Malta of the clergy and the bishops, centered at Rabat and Medina, and then you have the Malta of the Grand Harbor, or Porto Grande in those days. They were very different. And I wouldn't say on the Maltese as such, that there was a big influence. I would say on some avant-garde Maltese intellectuals, there was certainly much influence. The general population, looking to Italy, even most of the priests, clergy, was educated in Naples, Rome, Catania, Palermo. Though the French, the influence would be limited maybe to 50, 100 people. The rest were really, really looking only to Italy, and not so
much. Even though in the cities, in the harbor area, there were like 60%, if not more, of the population of the whole island.
Yeah, certainly they
but
might.
Still, you see it not as.
Yeah,
as
no, you. They might have spoken French or they might have understood French, but I mean, when you ask me about the real influence, intellectual influence, I wouldn't say that so many people in the Enlightenment. Take Count Chanta. Count Chanta died in 1778. So he lived through all the period of Enlightenment in France, because he was Maltese. But his works are certainly not enlightened. He was traditional, I mean, he was a very broad-minded scholar, but his education was purely Italian. Also, he was member of some French societies. He was. But still, when you read his writings, there's a lot of homebredness and Italian sort of anacreontic and those parts, not so much of the French. And Count Chanta was really one of those figureheads of Maltese intellectual beings.
And yet he preferred not to be influenced or updated or progressive his approach.
I wouldn't say preferred. I would say he grew into an environment which did not let him.
He was not open to.
Exactly. He was certainly open to many influences, but he was grown up in an environment which looked to Italy and not to France. Of course, he read French books. He was perfect in Latin, though many French people even publishing in Latin. But it was, the cultural milieu was not set yet, like later on Vasari. That was a different generation, which was much more influenced from the French guys.
Mm. You just mentioned Vasari. Would you say Vasari's generation then was connected more with the Enlightenment and therefore with the order's overthrow by Bonaparte?
Sure. To classify the order as always anachronistic, old-fashioned, this wouldn't be fair, because when you have so many French knights, and even Spanish or German, it was the facade was kept. But behind, you had very much individual beings following their own interests, which it was a very fragile glue. The Militare Ordine San Giovanni was still a legend, but it was a very fragile glue which holding together a dispersed, fragmentarized society. It fall in 1798. It could have fallen in 1790s or 1805.
It was bound to break.
If it was Napoleon, or if it would have been the English or the Russians, it was overlived. And the seeds, this fermentation, were sown in Paris, not in Malta, or not in Rome and not in Naples.
You stated a while ago that there would be individuals in the order, and maybe, who knows, like 50 personalities around the harbor area who would follow the Enlightenment, but again, with Italian influence over everything else. Mm. Would you go to explain, if you can speculate perhaps on this, that Malta, being so much under French influence for such a long time, at least the 18th century, almost all of it, and then given an opportunity when Bonaparte came here to remain French, practically, not become French, because Maltese ways around the harbor area were French already, intellectually, culturally, politically, economically, with all these traders between Marseille and Malta. How would you explain that the Maltese at the end did not accept a continuation of this French culture and instead revolted against it, as you can see them from your research? What were the major ingredients? Was it a case of the country winning over the harbor area?
I mean, there were, again, two sides of the medal. You have the political global picture that the British, in the long run, would not have allowed that Malta would have stayed in French hands. Mm. The population as such, again, the two Maltas, you have the people around the Grand Harbor.
Like Vasari, for example.
Yeah, who might have understood, or there was Charles Amita, many of those tradespeople, but who might have seen a future. And then you have maybe 80-90% of the population who were conservative, who still very much
religious,
focused on the ecclesiastical structures. And those people wouldn't have come along with the French. Mm. And Napoleon did things maybe, or the doctrination was too quick and too soon. After all, it started with religion in September 1798, the rising of the Maltese. It was too much, too quick. I mean, even when the British would not have had this tremendous fleet and the position to block Malta.
Take over Malta, anyhow.
In the long run, I doubt very much if Malta would have had a peaceful future in French hands. This would have taken generations.
Because the population was not really French influenced as much as the harbor area people.
That is again the two Maltas. You have the two Maltas. And it's always speculation, but in the end, what mattered was pure facts of politics, and the British wouldn't have admitted. If Tsar Paul I would have had the chance to take over Malta in the name
of
Naples.
Being the Grand Master now.
Yes, so to say. De facto not de jure. The Maltese wouldn't have come along with the Russians. It's an orthodox power. The religion was so much
embedded in the system
over 500, 600, 800 years in the Sicilian environment that you cannot force things overnight.
Religion is such a big factor in these developments, and yet the Catholic Church was backing a popular uprising and being also influential in getting the British here, who at the end of the day were not even Catholics. I mean, the Russians were Orthodox, but these were Protestants.
But I think the British were more practical. They were more practical. I mean, of course, you know it better than me that there were clashes with the clergy and the British, but they were more practical than the French. The French were...
And diplomatic, perhaps.
I would say pragmatic. Mm. Pragmatic, I would say. The French were, in those days, I mean, still influenced very much by the revolution, very ideologically enthusiastic, and this maybe wouldn't have paid in the end. Mm-hmm. It didn't pay in Germany. I mean, the French conquered Germany, it didn't pay. After 10 years, they had to leave. It didn't pay in North Italy when the French came. In Spain, it didn't pay. It was too quick, too soon.
It was like an earthquake that makes a lot of noise and influences disappears.
A German-Austrian writer who was nearly contemporary, who always spoke about the soft law of nature. And he always was promoting the idea that even the most powerful man like Napoleon couldn't act against a soft rule of nature. And in the end, he was right.
Because he disappeared and his influences came later, much later.
Uwem minħallu l-Dr. Thomas Freller għallum l-argument wieħed interessanti, l-analizi aktar sabiħa u interessanti, anki kif l-ħar spiċċa u hija verament ta' min jitkellem fuqha fit-tul iżjed li l-ordni l-ewwel net kienet waslet biex tintemm jiġri x'jiġri Bonaparte sempliċement inserta kif jgħidu bl-Ingliż at the right time and the right place biex jagħti għad-daqqa tal-aħħar, ħa ngħidu hekk il-korp tal-grazzja li tibqa' taħtu, imma mill-banda l-oħra jgħidu wkoll jew jippreżenta wkoll it-teżi li kieku l-Maltin baqgħu taħt il-Franċiżi kienu idumu biex jaġġastjaw ħafna għax il-Franċiżi kienu mbabqa' iktar bid-demm bl-entużjażmu tar-rivoluzzjoni, bl-entużjażmu ta' viżjoni ġdida għall-ħajja u mhux iktar dik il-viżjoni tradizzjonali, feudali li fl-aħħar mill-aħħar kienet iddominata ħafna wkoll minn ċerta moralità reliġjuża li ddaħħal fil-kontroll lill-popli ta' madwara minħabba l-fatt li ktar li l-Papa nnifsu kien potenza temporali kif ġieli anki spiegajna u għalhekk kien hemm ħafna kontrolli anki materjali. Ma tajjeb ukoll ngħidu li dan l-argument iġibu Dr. Freller l-isjed għaliex il-Maltin dawk li baqgħu fil-kampanja, dawk li kienu iddominati iżjed min-nobli u mill-kleru mill-kampanja, imma anke ħafna ta' madwar il-port kienu għadhom konservattivi. Anke ħafna madwar il-port, spajtu jgħid li forsi jaqtaħħa li kien hemm 50% li kellhom moħħhom miftuħ tipo bħal vassalli li lesti jaċċettaw illuminazzjoni ġdida. Il-Maltin l-oħra kienu għadhom wisq jaħsbu għall-antika. U għalhekk kienu jdumu biex jaġġastjaw mal-Franċiżi. U fil-fatt hekk ġara, ma damux għaliex il-Franċiżi għaġlu ħafna. L-Ingliżi mill-banda l-oħra kienu talmu ħafna lezzjonijiet qabel ġew Malta u għalhekk ikkomodaw ħafna lill-Maltin, il-mentalità tal-Maltin konservattivi u anke lill-Knisja. U issa bħalma tkellimt anki xi ftit programmi ilu fil-ftit ħin li fadal, nixtieq li nkun nista iwaslilkom xi affarijiet oħra ta' dak iż-żmien, pereżempju wieħed tajjeb jgħid u qed noħodha mill-ktieb maż-żewġ naħat ta' swar ta' Carmelo Testa, dan huwa l-ewwel ktieb, u għalhekk ħan iċċita bil-Malti dak li hemm miktub, wieħed tajjeb jgħid li f'waħda mill-festi li bdiet tiġi organizzata Malta kienet dik ħabta ta' 9 Lulju, propjament fl-14 ta' Lulju, li kienet il-Festa Nazzjonali Franċiża bħal ma għadha sal-lum. U din il-festa li tissejjaħ ta' Bastilja xi kultant ukoll għax tfakkar meta qamet ir-Rivoluzzjoni biex ngħidlek bdiet l-ewwel xrara tagħha fl-14 ta' Lulju 1789 u propju fil-Pjazza San Giorgio fejn għadna kemm żanżanna sistema ġdida kien hemm l-arblu tal-Libertà. U hemmhekk kienu nġiebu fl-ewwel festa tal-1798 parċmini li kienu juru t-titoli tan-nobiltà tal-Maltin fost ħafna daq militari u kant republikan li tissewx għal-Malta da kif tittaxok għaliex taħt il-kavalieri ma kienx hawn idea għasin beda ta' Repubblika. U Repubblika Malta ġiet fl-1974, jiġifieri ara kemm kienet fadal biex verament mbagħad tiġi reġa' Repubblika jew arja Repubblikana forsi oħra, għalkemm ovvjament kollha taħt il-biżi differenti da. Wieħed mill-linjiet jinsab miktub bit-Taljan u bil-Malti fil-manuskritt numru 1378 tal-Librerija Pubblika jirreferi Dr. Testa. U l-innu bil-Malti li kien miktub u oriġinali ta' dak iż-żmien jgħidlek u se naqrajlkom iża forma ta' taqbila u x'vera lirika bbażat fuq innu Franċiż magħruf ta' dak iż-żmien u fl-istess waqt kien qiegħed jiġi stampat bit-Taljan u bil-Malti hawn Malta biex jaqrah il-poplu. It-Taljan kien jaqrah min jaf l-iskola u l-poplu min jaf ftit inqas. Issa li għamilna l-arblu, m'hemmx iżjed kavallieri, niżel is-sultan u t-tron tiegħu, miegħu niżlu l-kunsillieri. Għall-armi repubblikani, immorru kontra n-nobbiltà, uru li aħna vinċituri, ħajtu o viva libertà. Waslet għall-aristokrazija dik il-kbira pesta, u jekk għalina jerfa' rasu, aħna biha nagħmlu festa. Għall-armi repubblikani, u għawnek jirrepetu il-diskors li wassal o viva l-libertà biex ikun hemm il-brijju. Stanza oħra. Hawn il-poplu jikmanda u fideh għandu l-liġi biex il-ħżiena jikkundanna u t-tajbin bija jriġi. U l-aħħar stanza. Era is-sejf tal-kavallieri fil-kbir baħar tagħna. Barra kollha issa il-frustieri għax il-Maltin hawn tikmanda. Għall-armi repubblikani. Immorru kontra n-nobiltà, uru li aħna vinċituri, ajtu viva l-libertà. Bħal kull festa oħra anke dak iż-żmien kien hemm il-lob tan-nar meta għamlu din il-festa li da jagħti gost lill-poplu Malti u fl-istess ħin il-lob tan-nar jgħidilna Testa biex żgur ma jaħrablu xejn kien qalilna li għamlu wieħed Joaquin Fenech. Ċerimonja bħal din ikompli għaj Testa bil-fors kellha tieħu fit-tul u fl-aħħar għall-ħabta ta' nofs il-lejl li l-festa ta' barra spiċċat u l-poplu telaq jistriħġu djaru jew jitlajja ma' swar u mat-toroq ewlenin mixawla bil-fjakli u miżowda bis-suldati Franċiżi jimmarċjaw jew ikkantaw ferħanin minħabba li dikinhar il-paga kienet doppja u kienu se jirċifuha għall-okkażjoni. Fil-palazz beda pranzu u warajh kellu ballu kbir moti minn Vobwa lill-kapijiet u d-dinjitarji Franċiżi u Maltin. Kienu mistiedna wkoll il-familji Onja li kienu favur il-Franċiżi. Dan il-ballu baqa' sejjer sa tlieta ta' filgħodu. U hekk wieħed faċilment jidħol fl-atmosfera li kien hawn tal-Franċiżi meta kienu Malta. minna ħatija ċal xwira fil-serminkom u nittama l-ġimad diħla nistruktaw il-tarif tal-intervista ma Dr. Thomas Freller u ovvjament naqdu ma xitarfiju.